With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli military says it's expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of that territory.
Residents of three camps reported shelling and airstrikes. They are crowded with Palestinians who fled northern Gaza in the early stages of Israel's ground offensive. The camps are built-up towns that hold Palestinians whose families fled or were driven from their homes in what is now Israel during the 1948 war surrounding Israel's independence. According to the Palestinian health minister, more than 20,900 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and children, have been killed since the start of the war. It began after about 1,200 people were killed after Hamas raided southern Israel on October 7th. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, with the Republican primaries just around the corner, a new poll finds that party members aren't sure votes in the presidential nominating contest will be counted accurately. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Only about one-third of Republicans say they're confident that tallies in the presidential primary will be accurate. That's according to a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. The skepticism comes after years of former President Donald Trump blaming prior losses on voter fraud, including in the 2020 election. It also comes as Americans express pessimism about both political parties. About half of adults are pessimistic about the future of the GOP, and just under half are down on the Democratic Party. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge declining to stay litigation over Alabama's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. The Alabama case is scheduled to go to trial in April. This is SRN News. South Dakota voters may decide to neutralize their constitution.
On Election Day 2024, an amendment will be on the ballot that would require that the state charter be rewritten with gender-neutral language. Nine other states, including California, Maine, New York, and Rhode Island, have all written their constitutions of any reference to gender, specifically the male gender. If voters approve the amendment, South Dakota would be the first Midwestern state to neutralize its constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The battle over religious freedom continues in Minnesota. Attorneys for a woman who was denied emergency contraception in 2019 have told the Minnesota Court of Appeals that the Christian pharmacist who refused to fill that prescription discriminated against her. A lawyer for the pharmacist says his client was acting on his religious beliefs. Last year, a jury ruled in favor of the pharmacist. This is SRN News. Historical time in South Carolina.
Cecil Williams spent decades photographing the state's civil rights history. Now that work will have a permanent home in Orangeburg. Williams opened the state's only civil rights museum in his old home 4 years ago, but he hopes to move his museum into a building three times larger with full-time staff in the next year. It's all part of a $23 million federal grant. Williams is working to digitize all of his photos and urges black families to save their letters and other artifacts. Jason Walker reporting.
A slew of bowl games today. Duke's Mayo Bowl, UNC in West Virginia. Military Bowl, Virginia Tech and Tulane. The Texas Bowl with Texas A&M and Oklahoma State. And the Holiday Bowl, Louisville and Southern Cal. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.